Continue our education prayer focus. Today it's on California's teacher shortage. There are over 100,000 teacher vacancies in the state of California. Most are in elementary and for single subject credentials in English, math, science, and special ed. But why? There's a decline in new teaching credentials. Less than 79% have a major in their school subject. 32,000 teachers are not qualified to teach. The ratio of teacher to student is 1 to 46 learners. In 2024, California passed a law because of the shortage that anyone with a bachelor's degree or higher could become a teacher without the California Credential Skill degree that takes a year longer. This led to new hires being unprepared to do what is required to teach. And so they were playing catch up. And others were having to help them, which was taking more time away for them teaching. And you can imagine the reverberation from that. Lastly, 40% of California teachers actually want to leave their jobs in 1 to 3 years, which doesn't help the market to succeed for this particular need. Other reasons are the financial pressures. 80% of California teachers can't even afford the rising costs. They're unable to live near the school, healthcare, groceries, housing, and they have inadequate sources to actually teach. 90% of them use their own money to help students, and 70% of them say students need mental health help. 75% say classes are overcrowded, and the cost to keep up with their credentials overwhelms most teachers, often taking much longer to complete. So, Father, we lift up this California teacher shortage that just continues from school to school, district to district, classroom to classroom. The shortages affect, like a ripple effect, every student, every parent, every administrator, every teacher. Lord, we pray for something big to happen, that energy efficiency experts would come in and see where there is waste, sort of like Elon Musk did with the situation. Where are monies being spent that could be best suited to help the actual teacher and student at ground level? And it for sure ethically and morally get actually used for those reasons, like pencils and paper and just basic supplies and books, etc., chalk and whatever else is needed for the tools that they're using. We pray, God, that they would review how a teacher gets credentialed in California, that perhaps they would use the classroom experience the first year as one of their classes of interning, and that they could write papers based on that, that they would also have to do some curriculum design and get it graded and do some basics over 1 to 3 or 4 years and then get their degree in that so that it would be affordable, manageable, not overwhelming, and it would be life-changing because they would be learning what they're doing on the spot and maybe even compensate for it in some way, either give them 1 hour of class time to study or to give them some money and to help pay for the cost of the class. We also pray, Father, for more teachers different ways to make it marketable for people to actually even want to consider teaching in California. What is going on in the actual classroom and among administration? All these, we pray that the political agenda will get out of the school system, giving more and more help and directive and choices to the actual local schools, that there would be less pressure from the federal and state to perform and do certain things. And there would be more freedom, more autonomy in each of the schools and classrooms, and even among the teachers to be able to make their classrooms better. We know that micromanaging never works. And so, Father, we pray that you will bring a change about in the California school system so drastically they would be forced to, because of the decline of population and the decline of teachers wanting to be part of their school system. So between those two factors, we pray, God, that there will be a major change that only came from you, and that people would recognize it. It was a work that was divine and miraculous. In Jesus' name.